A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." And he warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. With the presidential primaries happening around the United States right now, this is a rather intriguing passage for us to pray with today. What a huge contrast between what it means to serve, genuinely, authentically serve, and what it means to go after a position so that one can serve. Each day, we hear about the spread of the candidates' fame, their new position in the polls, etc., etc. The contrast in this passage? For Jesus, it never is about his position, or the polls, or the success and fame. It is not even about him being the Son of God. It is about God. Plain and simple, it is all about relationship with God, a relationship offered to all, an intimate relationship, where we are so completely known and totally loved, we are transformed into a new creation. Jesus tries to go away from the crowds. He heads to the sea, but they come. They are drawn to the way he says things, the authentic goodness that is his, the incredible presence so full of mercy that it heals. They come from everywhere. And these unclean spirits, were they familiar to Jesus? Had they not once before tried to tempt him in the desert? Here they are again. The temptation for fame. But this man, Jesus, is not about what people will say or think or talk about. He is about one thing, being the mercy of God. It is not about anything else. He is convicted with the unwavering belief this mercy is for all, to anyone who would look at God with a yes on their lips. Anyone who asks, "If you will it, I can be healed. I do will it." Success does not define Jesus. Only mercy does. This is a defining moment for Jesus. Fame could be his. Popularity. Messiah. Promised one. But no. He sternly tells the unclean spirits to keep it to themselves. Sternly. Jesus is sure. He is serious. They are not to try again. For Jesus knows what defines him, and it is not what the world calls success. This would crush who he is really meant to be, the incarnate mercy of God. Today, let us take a moment and consider what defines us. Mercy, forgiveness, unconditional love, gratuitous generosity. Only when we know what defines us, only when we choose what will define us, can we be able to sternly look the temptation to be other than mercy, other than forgiveness, other than loving and generous, to look that temptation in the eye and tell it to never speak to us again. It will be our defining moment to choose to be the face of God or not.